This morning I want to talk about In Search of a Savior. He chose to be one of us. If you will, turn in your Bibles today to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus Christ, a man born in Bethlehem, in a little village of Bethlehem, born to as a carpenter's son. For over 30 years, he never went to college, never belonged to a group of people, except he came to change a group of people. He never went to college. He was a pastor, or he was just a preacher for only 3 years. And yet, Jesus Christ changed so many lives to this very day. I know he changed your life if you've been saved, and he's changed my life. I never will forget the day that he made that change in my life. In chapter 2, it says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had heard, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the wonderful story of Christmas. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, who came and died that we might have everlasting life. And Lord, there's those here this morning that may not know you as Savior. Lord, our prayer is that through the Word, they might hear the need for their salvation. Lord, for life eternal. And Lord, may they come to trust you simply by faith. And Lord, also, there's those of us who have accepted you, but Lord, we need forgiveness of our sins. So Lord, I just thank you that the Bible says if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us. And Lord, I pray that we'll do that today, that we might have a revival in our own life. Lord, we give you all praise and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, they came to worship Christ. In search of a Savior, they were looking for Jesus Christ, that they told Herod that they may worship him. They were magi from the east. In the early days, they call them magi. They're probably from Persia. And they were searching for this young boy. They had studied philosophy. They had studied scripture. They had studied astrology. And these men were looking for Jesus. They were looking for the Savior of the world. Some of you today are here, and you're looking for a Savior. In a crowd this size, there's probably many that are lost. Many who have lived their life without a relationship with Christ. Oh, you've been looking for something. There's that emptiness in your life. There's that longing for Jesus Christ or something to make you whole. And that something is Christ. If you're here today and you've come to find Jesus, you look to His Word and the truth in His Word, and it will speak to your heart, and then by simple faith, you need to trust Him today. Now, the good news of Christmas is Christ is willing to come into your life. The Bible says He wishes that none should perish, but that all should have eternal life. Every single person in here, God wants you to have eternal life. He wants you to come to Him simply as a child would come to his mother or father. But if we're going to come to Christ today, if you're going to find Christ, there's some things we must do as we search the Scriptures for Him. You see, if you want Jesus to come into your life today, you've got to be like these wise men from the East. They came for the right reason. You know, there's many different reasons why people want to know more about Jesus Christ. The wise men, the Bible says, were looking for the Savior for the right reasons. They came to worship Him. Now, I don't know about you, but when I come to church this morning, I had one thing in mind: to come to worship Christ, to come to let Him know that I love Him, that I want to serve Him with all my life. It wasn't to come to stand before you, but simply to stand before God and proclaim His Word, for that's what He's called me to do. They said to Herod, "We have come that we might worship Him." Listen, you'll never find Jesus Christ until you come to Him to really worship Him. The Bible says, in spirit and in truth. Some people come that they might use Christ. Some people come to church that they might use His church. But God says you've got to come for the right reason, simply to worship Him. Some come to listen to the music. Some come that makes them feel good. Some come that, well, in the Bible, they follow Jesus. The Bible says in many places a multitude of crowd followed Jesus. I wonder why. They'd heard of the miracles. Some came that they might be one of the miracles and be healed of their disease that they had. The Bible says many things were done that wasn't spoken of. So I imagine many of them came just to be healed. Some came because they were hungry for food and they had heard about Him feeding the 5,000. And they come and said, you know what? If we follow this guy, we're going to at least get food, because he's one that feeds thousands. Some come to offer Him their love and to offer Him their hearts. Now, the gift we see is in they worshiped Christ Jesus. And when you come to worship Christ Jesus, what do? You want to give Him the very best. When I came to Christ, I wanted to give Him my very best. I didn't want to give Him half my loyalty. I wanted to give Him my whole heart. They came from afar. The Bible says they came offering Him gifts, one of gold. The gift of gold recognized Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When someone wanted to give the most precious gift, they gave that gold. His reign was one of love, not force. His rule was one of a cross, not a throne. And they come to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and they gave Him the very best they had. They recognized Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they presented the gold because that was fitting for royalty. That was fitting for a king. And so they gave him their very best. I wonder this morning, why did you come to church? Did you come to give God your very best this morning? At this time of the year, a lot of people come to just because it's the holiday seasons, and that's expected of them during the Christmas season. We heard the announcement of the birth of Christ as a child, and we wanted to hear it over and over. But why did we come? Really, we ought to come offering him our very best. The Bible says when we come to Christ, these bowed at his feet and worshiped him, gave him praise. I wonder, where is God this morning? If you thought about that in search of a Savior, where would we search for Christ at? He's in his sanctuary. He's in our life as Christians. We know he's there. I search for God. I give him my heart, the very best I have, and say, Lord, my heart is your heart. He lives now inside of me. Every born-again believer has Christ living in his life. So offer him the very best in your heart. Not only that, they brought frankincense. Frankincense was simply a fragrance that they brought to the temple. The priest would come and offer up the sacrifices. And, they would offer that fragrance to Christ in their sacrifice. Over and over, these sacrifices in the temple were offered because of sin. Every time that priest went in and offered that sacrifice, and that scent of frankincense would be going up as a sweet-smelling aroma for Christ. Well, guess what? Jesus Christ is that bridge builder. I remember in the New Testament, this rich man died and went to hell, and a poor man died and also went to place in Abraham's bosom. And the rich man cried out and said, Father Abraham, can I get out of this place? And he says, you can't leave. Once you're there, you're there. There's a great gulf between you and I, which no man can come across. Well, no man could. But Jesus Christ died on the cross, and he bridged that gap where if you will come through Jesus Christ, he is our great high priest. No longer do we have to come to a priest in a temple to have a burnt sacrifice for our sins. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you might have life. And the Bible says he's our great high priest. And if you will come to him today and bow down before him and recognize him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and recognize that you've been separated him and he's your great high priest. The Bible says by his blood we have been reconciled to God. Oh, offer him the best you have. Offer him your heart. Offer him your life. Oh, it's a sweet-smelling fragrance to God. And then myrrh. What is that? It's a spice that they use for embalming bodies. They would sprinkle that spice on them. It speaks of the suffering and the death of Christ. It speaks of a sacrificial giving of his life on the cross. You see, Jesus Christ gave himself upon the cross, in that we might come to him and we might worship him as our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the one who saves us from our sins. Where is Jesus? He's in our hearts. He's in our lives. He's King. And yet he's seated at the right hand of God. The Bible says he is the Savior who died at Calvary. And if you're looking for him, praise him and glorify him. He is there. He is here. He's in our lives, and if we're going to find him, we've got to worship him for the right reasons. Come. He's your King of Kings and Lord of Lords today. Come for the right reason. And then we've got to come to for the right message. When these wise men were following the star, the Bible says they came to Herod's palace. Perhaps they thought that if the Savior was going to be born, he's going to be king of Savior of the world, he would be born in a king's palace. But when they got there, he wasn't there. So the king inquired of them, says, "Where is this babe? Where is he to be born?" And the prophet said, "He's to be born Bethlehem in the land of Judah." Now, I say many of us get sidetracked. These guys got sidetracked. They went to the palace. Instead of following on the star to Bethlehem, they stopped at the palace. Many of you have come today. You've come in search of the Savior. You've come today that you might have life. You've come today that you might have peace in your heart. You've come today that you might have the hope of glory. But somehow or another, somebody, some way, someone has got you sidetracked. Your life is not going like it started out. Their life wasn't going like it started out. They followed the star, but now they're inquiring of Herod in his palace. Where are they to go? Praise God, we find in the Word of God, we need to find Jesus. We need to look to the Word of God. They knew that he would come from the lineage of David. They knew that the Word of God spoke of the star, and they begin again to follow the star. And the star led them to Bethlehem. I believe the Word of God was in their hearts because I believe they knew the Word of God. They had studied the Word of God. I find them looking at the star in heaven and following it. So by the Spirit of God and the Word of God, they followed the star again. You may be asking, do you believe that? For so many years, we have preached Christ, him crucified, Christ, him coming back. And he's not come back yet. And someone says, "Preacher, do you think really that Christ died on the cross for our sins?" And I say, "I do, because the Bible says, and the Bible is the living Word of God, the Bible says that the Spirit of God is with us today. And the Bible says there's no other way to heaven but through Jesus Christ." I believe that. With all my heart, I believe that. Listen to the right message. There's people today to tell you all about different ways to get to Christ. That's a lie from Satan himself. There's only one way. Jesus Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father." What does that say? No man can come to the Father except through me, he says. I'm the only way. Someone told me not long back, "You think there's any other way?" And I said, "No." You think Christ would have sent, God would have sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die if there was another way? No. He said there's only one way. And if you hear someone preaching of many ways, turn the TV off. Turn your ears off, because that is a false prophet. That is a false church. Don't listen to it. The Bible says there's only one way. Listen to the right message and then the right plans. While they were following the star, it led them to Bethlehem. Oh, my friends, some look for status when they come to church, but Jesus wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable. Some look for a lightning feeling when they come to church, but Jesus Christ is in that still, small voice speaking to your heart. And I pray that right now the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Listen. Do you hear him? You don't have to get some kind of feeling. It's just that still small voice inside your heart saying, I know what the Word says is true. Listen to it. Where should we look for truth this morning? They looked to the cradle. He was a babe born in the flesh, God with us. He came to dwell among us. That is a beautiful story, beautiful song, one of us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Emmanuel, God with us. Friends, God is here this morning. He's here in his spirit. He's touching hearts. He's touching lives. Don't look for the palace. Look for the cradle this morning. That babe born in a manger. And then come to the Bible. Come to the classroom of the Bible on the Galilean Sea and on the Galilean hills and the sea. He preached the greatest words anyone could ever speak. In Matthew, we have the Beatitudes that he spoke. No greater sermon has ever been preached than those. Blessed, blessed is the man. Oh, listen, folks, if you want to have happiness, you've got to come to the Word of God and listen to the greatest teacher as he speaks through his power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then come to the cross. Come to the cross. Come to the hill called Calvary. Come to the hill called Golgotha. Look at his face. Look upon his face. The suffering, the bleeding, the agony, the dying for the sins of the world. You want to know the truth about God? Look at the cross. And it tells you that he still loves you. Then look to the coronation. If you're looking today for Jesus on the cross, he's not there. He didn't stay on that cross, my dear friends. The Bible says they took him down and they put him in a tomb and they rolled a stone there and they put Roman soldiers outside to guard that tomb. Now, there's been a lot of talk about these Roman soldiers falling asleep and everything. Let me tell you something. They just didn't fall asleep. God put them asleep. Man, they were guarding that tomb with their lives. Let me tell you something. If you knew that your life was going to be taken, if somebody broke into his building, you would stand out in front of that building all night long making sure nobody came in that front door. But oh, how God moved that night. And he sprinkled stardust or star sleep or whatever in their eyes and they fell asleep. And the Bible says that stone rolled away and Brother Christ came out of that and he ascended to heaven and he's alive forevermore and he's crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you're looking for Jesus, you don't have to look far. He's standing at your heart's door, knocking on your heart's door, wanting to come in this morning, wanting to come in and dine and sup and fellowship with you. Oh, I don't know if you came looking for a Savior this morning, but I did. I came to worship him. I came to listen to his word. Oh, but you don't have anything to give him this Christmas season, do you? You don't have to. There's an old poem that says, if I were a shepherd, I'd give him my lamb. If I was a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? I'll just give him my heart. Would you give him your heart this morning? Would you simply come and say, Lord, I want you to come into my heart. Fill that void. Fill that vacancy. Fill your life with Christ. If you're looking for him, you came to worship him. You came with the right reason. You listened to the right message. And you've looked in the right place this morning. For he is here. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a commitment, and make a commitment for salvation. Listen, some people don't know about salvation. To make a commitment of salvation, the Bible says simply by faith, you need to come and say, I want Christ into my life. Confess him as Lord. You say, well, I'm nervous to stand in front of someone. Just simply by faith, all you have to do is simply by faith, step out and come to me and pray with me and let me pray with you. And simply by that, I'm not going to ask you to say anything. I'm just going to pray with you and ask you if you've trusted Christ. And you say, yes, I've trusted him. I believe his word. I want him in my life. I want to repent and turn from my wicked ways and come to him. He will come into your life. You can be seated right there on the front row, and we'll take your name and address. Oh, you can become a part of God's church, glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle. Would you come this morning? Maybe you're here and you've already been born again, but you realize that you've got so much in your way. You've been sidetracked by so many things. Listen, it's easy to get sidetracked. Man, I have to work at it not to be sidetracked. And I'm the pastor. Don't get sidetracked by the things of the world. Just come and get on your knees and say, Lord, I don't want to be sidetracked. I want to get back looking for you. I want to get back living for you. I want to give you everything. Everything in my life belongs to God. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home, and this is where God's led you. You'd be welcome here. If this is where God's led you, and you feel welcome here, then you come and say, listen, preacher, I'd like to join in with this fellowship. I'll be glad to share with you how to do that. I'm not going to embarrass any of you. I'm just going to pray with you and tell you those things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much today. As we look to you, that we come here to worship you, to glorify you, that your name might be lifted up. Oh, Lord, we just pray that we'll make those decisions known today and live for you. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.